At the Joint Commission on Public Ethics' most recent meeting, commissioners discussed a proposal that could change New York's open-ended campaign finance rules. It would ban state officials from taking campaign donations from anyone who that elected official is investigating or auditing. It would also bar them from asking for donations from anyone that they are currently suing. Most of the commissioners did not want to make the draft proposal public. They were intending to talk about it in a closed-door executive session. However, one commissioner, Marvin Jacobs, objected. He pointed out that the advisory will be made public eventually, anyhow.
It's going to be published when we make up our minds, yet we want to discuss the entire thing in an executive session, and then when it's all finished and done, you want to publish it and make it public. Well, if it's going to be public, let's begin to talk about it where it belongs, right here in the public session. So I would hope that we stick to this presumption because one of the big items of criticism against this agency is this business of secrecy.
Jacobs was appointed by former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who is currently on trial for corruption. Jacob has become known for frequent bickering among commissioners. The next several minutes involved intense discussion over whether to talk about the advisory opinion in public and whether a vote was needed. Finally, Commission Chair Daniel Horowitz, sounding exasperated, settled the matter.
You know what? If you want to vote, fine.
Well, let me just weigh in.
You know what? Let's just be efficient here. Let's start the discussion about the advisory opinion. Go ahead, Monica.
Horowitz was appointed by Governor Cuomo. Jacob has been criticized for having the appearance of being controlled by the governor. Cuomo allies have served as chairs and executive directors. There are questions about who exactly would be subject to the proposed new rules and whether the governor and state lawmakers would have to abide by the new principles at all. Among statewide officials, only the Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, has subpoena power and can conduct investigations, and the controller, Tom DiNapoli, has the power to audit. Cuomo has at times had a rocky relationship with both men. Susan Lerner with Common Cause also wonders who would or would not be covered.
It's rather hard to tell. There is a suspicion that this is a body which is setting up a rule which will very definitely apply to the two statewide elected officials who do not have appointees on Jacob.
But Lerner says it's still a good idea to separate campaign donations from government investigations.
This is a very common sense interpretation of the statute, and I think it's important in terms of its being a important step forward.
Meanwhile, a panel tasked with offering ways to improve the Ethics Commission warns against allowing Governor Cuomo to have too much control in the appointing of its next executive director. The post is currently vacant. The report says Jacob should take steps to avoid any appearance of interference by any of its appointing authorities in the hiring of the executive director or its staff. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.